Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And those sermons and lessons contain a lot of information, but there's so much more in these verses than we can pack into those lessons. So the podcasts, I hope, are giving just a bit more information. We're putting a bit of a magnifying glass over these verses. And today we're in verse 16 and 17 of chapter 2. They read, "For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people." So what's the writer saying here? He says it's not angels he helps, or in the Greek, the word helps can carry the idea of taking part in. So he's kind of saying it's not the angels he connected with, it's not the angels he was part of, but it was Abraham's descendants, in other words, human beings like you and I. He came to participate, to be part of our lives. He came to understand us and to represent us. And he's going to talk about the high priest in verse 17 in just a moment. He did not become an angel to help them, but he became one of Abraham's descendants. He became like one of us to help them. He is here to help us. That's so important because sometimes we see God, Jesus, as here to tell us what's wrong, what we're doing wrong, and to point out what is wrong. And yet, although there's some of that there, of course, we want to know the truth about how we are living and how it pleases or does not please God. But the truth is that Jesus came to help us. So verse 17 restates what's already been said in verse 14, that he was made like us, like his brothers and sisters, of course, in every way, so that he could become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God and make atonement for the sins of the people. This introduces the high priest theme, which we'll talk more about in Hebrews. Leviticus 16 is a good background passage to read on that. And the high priest theme is mentioned 10 times in Hebrews regarding Jesus and nowhere else in the New Testament. Jesus as the high priest is seen in this way as fulfilling the sacrificial ritual of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And if he hadn't been fully human, he could not have been our high priest. All high priests were human. And he wouldn't have been able to make atonement for our sins because he had to represent us to God. And he couldn't have done so if he'd not been fully human. And high priests, well, we're not normally merciful. They just have to get in there and do what they're supposed to do. But Jesus has an additional function to a normal high priest. He's merciful because through his own sufferings, as F.F. Bruce says in his commentary, through his own sufferings and trials, he can sympathize with ours. He is faithful because he endured to the end without faltering. So he's merciful in his death on the cross for sinners, faithful in persevering with the will of God to take him to the cross, faithful to God in obedience, and faithful to us in his constant availability to help us in times of temptation. He is there for all of our sins. Sins plural, not just sin as a concept, but our personal sins, as it says in verse 17. He identified with us, as it, like it says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Oh, the word sin, harmatia in the Greek, is found more often in Hebrews than any other New Testament book except for Romans. And although sin is so pervasive and it's all through this book, the context of the use of and talking about sin is that Jesus came to make atonement for our sins. It's good news. We don't need to fear the future. We don't need to fear death, as we talked about earlier in this chapter. But also, we don't need to fear the past, our guilt, because he came to make atonement for our sins. He is our great and faithful high priest. Well, we'll go on to verse 18, the last verse of the chapter, next time. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. You could email me if you like, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And if you've got a moment, please pop over to iTunes. Look us up, MCCX. If you search for that, you'll find the podcasts. And if you could, give us a review, some stars if you don't mind, and that will help to spread the message. Thanks very much. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.